Hi, welcome to Zilly Talks, and thanks for listening to my previous episodes. You guys really gave it your time. I'm so grateful. Before I start, Zilly Talks is available on Spotify, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, and Radio Public. These are one of the biggest and global music and podcast sites. So I'm really grateful when I see people streaming my podcast from there. I'm so grateful. I would also like to thank my sponsors, Anchor FM, for allowing me to create such a successful podcast. Just in case you want to start your own podcast, it's very easy. You can just download Anchor FM on Play Store to get started and always discuss your best topics or any topic that you feel you're comfortable with. You can also invite other people, your guests, to in your podcast. So today I wanted to talk about rejection. Rejection is something that we don't talk about. Rejection experiences. It's something that we don't talk about. And if we do, we usually talk them like with our families or friends, our close friends, or tell them like what we've gone through. Because they're so deep, they're so hurtful. Rejection is, and it doesn't happen once. Rejection always happens like again and again. It keeps happening because we can't evade it. We can't escape it. So in this episode, I'll talk about the tools or maybe the strategies to help you or prepare you for a rejection. Let's say maybe for an upcoming rejection, how to cope with it or recover from rejection. First of all, let's face it, rejection hurts. It feels like you're not good enough for someone, you're not good enough for something, which often leads to lots of other negative thoughts about yourself. It also leads to lots of other negative feelings about yourself. One way to take the pain out of rejection is to be mentally prepared for it. Like, you should be, when you see the signs, oh honey, you should always be prepared for rejection. And sometimes it can happen like in a series, when it happens like in a series in your life, like maybe in 1 year you faced, maybe you were fired from your job because maybe of a certain something. Hey, some people get fired because maybe they've gained weight, or maybe they're too dark to work in a certain company or something. So things happen, okay? It happens. So you gotta be prepared for anything. Like, oh, I'm working in this job, but I know maybe I can get fired any day. Like, I'm dating this chick or this guy, but I don't know what will happen in the future. I'm not telling you to not love the person like deeply. I'm just saying that you should be prepared. Some stuff keep happening. Like, things happen, yeah, and you gotta be prepared for it. You gotta be extra prepared for it, like, as in right now, like, in this world, with all the things that are happening, can you imagine, like, with this pandemic, maybe you lost your job, plus other things are happening because obviously you're not working, or maybe your job is not going, it's not going into like as good as it used to before the pandemic. And then you face another rejection. Maybe the person you with, he or she tells you, oh, can you stop dating because of this and this and this. Like, oh, if all those things keep piling up on you, hey, it's not a good thing. There won't be a good outcome. First, we need to recognize rejection in our life. Like, we need to know where rejection might come from, where rejection will come from. Like, we have to accept it and also accept the little ways that we might experience rejection. Even, hey, like, rejection can be as simple as maybe when maybe your sister or someone has a kid. Those small kids are so cute and all that, and maybe you want to hold the kid, but the kid doesn't want you to hold her. That's one way to like that's one type of rejection. Hey, that's a rejection right there. So it's not that's okay, but that's a small rejection, like an easy rejection. Yeah, so these things should help you prepare for a bigger rejection in your relationship, in your job or school. People get rejected, I mean, everywhere, anytime, anything can happen. Other ways in which maybe okay, there are some ways we can learn, like from taking risks. Like just in case you started a project and you gave it all your time, your energy, you put maybe almost all your savings and your cash in there, and maybe it fails. This should teach us to always expect less from someone or something, like less expectations in relationship. We should always have less expectations, like in relationship, in our schools, our grade or our job, like in promotion and all that. Because just think, maybe if you're working at a job and you worked so hard, you put everything and you're not promoted, someone else gets promoted. Ooh, that's painful. And maybe if you're studying so hard on your exams and the results don't come like maybe the way you expected, that's also painful. Or maybe you love someone so much, and maybe the love they're giving you back is not as enough as you expected. That's painful too. So let's start expecting less things from people or things, like low stakes. Puts yourself at low stakes. This also means, in a very simple language, avoid putting all your eggs in one basket. I'm very sure most of us know what that say means. Like, yeah, like to avoid putting all your eggs in one basket. Yeah, we usually get hurt because we usually get hurt by rejection because we put all our energy into believing that things are supposed to go a certain way, like the way we want them to be, or that one thing that we want is necessary to make us happy. Like if we don't have that one thing, oh, you're not so happy. We should always like don't put all your eggs in one basket, like concentrate in one thing or one job. It's good to like explore out there and see other things that maybe can help you or make you happy. And let's face it, rejection happens. By the way, have you ever faced a rejection by a text? Okay, I have. It's not so good. So let's jump to the other topic. The other thing I wanted to say is, how can we deal with the rejection? Like after it has happened, you're hurt or you're disappointed, you feel pain, you feel less confidence, your self-esteem is hurt, you're having some pain, and you don't understand why things turned out the way they turned out because you had given it all your energy and everything. So let's talk about after rejection, after it has happened, how do we pick ourselves up? First thing, take some time to cool off, maybe away from the person who hurt you or away from the thing, the work or anything. Just take some time by yourself away to think about the situation and think about how you will have your next comeback. The other thing is to allow yourself to feel all the emotions that you feel. If you feel disappointment, allow it to happen. If you feel sad, it's okay. If you feel angry that you didn't get maybe that promotion or you didn't get the good results, it's okay. It happens. Like, let the emotions happen. Let yourself feel the pain. It's good. That's like nursing your feelings. And that's your personal. That's actually a personal responsibility to allow yourself to feel pain and prepare you. That should prepare you for your next rejection. Trust me, you will be ready for it. Try to surround yourself with positive people who make you feel good about yourself, who make you feel appreciated, who make you feel loved, who make you feel accepted for who you are or for maybe what you do and everything. You don't have to like sit around or maybe hang out with people who make you feel useless or who hurt you or all the time, who tease you or who mock you for what you do. Oh, your job is not as good as mine. Oh, you're not as beautiful as me, or you're not as rich as me, or something. Things happen and people say hurtful things. You don't, even if maybe they're your like a friend you've been close with for a long time, you don't owe anyone anything. This is all about you, all about you, how you feel and making yourself feel better. You don't have to surround yourself with people who talk about negative things to you or about you. You can also take some time to be alone in a very, very far away, or just enjoy your own company. It will allow you and give you some time to think about your next step in life or how to go back to life before the rejection, and also how to deal with the next rejection, because they happen. Like, rejection happens not once, not twice. It can happen to someone as many times at least as it can. We can't avoid it. We can't avoid it. So I hope and pray my episode has helped you in a certain way, or will help you in a certain way. Feel free to text me on my platforms for anything that you want to talk about. You can send me an audio for anything in my social media platforms. I'll share with them in the link. Thank you for listening to my previous episodes. This is Zuli Talks.